Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today we are gonna try something a little different and dive into a topic you might not expect to be relevant to modern life.
Oh.
Vows. As they are discussed in the Book of Numbers in the Bible.
Interesting.
Ever thought about how seriously people used to take promises?
Well, it's fascinating because back then it wasn't simply about saying, you know, I promise, like we do today.
Right.
These vows were deeply intertwined with societal structure, family dynamics, and even legal agreements.
Okay, so break it down for us.
Sure.
What does the Book of Numbers actually say about vows?
Well, in Numbers chapter 30, it lays out very specific rules for making and keeping vows to God.
Okay.
A man's vow was automatically binding.
Mm-hmm.
His word was his bond. But a woman's vow could be confirmed or nullified by her father or husband.
That's interesting. It definitely reflects the social structure of the time where a woman's legal standing was often tied to the men in her family.
Right.
Not something we'd likely see today.
Right. And it's not about endorsing that structure,
yeah.
You know, but rather understanding the context.
Of course.
What's important is the core principle, honoring your word.
Right.
This idea of integrity was paramount back then, something we could definitely use a little more of today.
Yeah.
Think about it. How often do we hear, don't worry, it's just a verbal agreement.
Oh, yeah, all the time.
But back then, a vow was serious business.
It makes you wonder if that seriousness had a ripple effect, you know?
Yeah.
If people were that careful about their promises, did it create a more trusting society overall?
That's a great question. And while we can't say for sure,
yeah.
It's certainly an interesting idea to consider.
Yeah.
I mean, even today, think about how much a broken promise can affect a relationship.
Oh, absolutely. It can completely erode trust. You know, this actually reminds me of something that happened when I was younger.
Oh.
I promised my best friend that we'd go to this concert together. It was a huge deal for us back then, but then this other cooler event came up, and I bailed on her at the last minute.
Oh, no. Did she forgive you?
Eventually, but I'll never forget how hurt she was.
Wow.
It was a harsh lesson in the power of even a seemingly small promise.
It's so true. And what's interesting is that the Book of Numbers doesn't just lay out these rules about vows.
Right.
It also gives us some insights into the implications of keeping or breaking them.
Bruh.
There are actually 5 key takeaways that I think are surprisingly relevant even today.
5. Okay. I'm intrigued.
Yeah.
What's the first one?
The first takeaway is about honoring commitments. And this goes beyond just religious vows.
Okay.
It's about recognizing that every promise we make, whether it's to a friend, a colleague, or even to ourselves, carries weight.
So if I tell my coworker I'll have that report done by Friday, it's not just a casual statement.
Nope.
It's a commitment that they're relying on.
Exactly. It's about building trust and showing that you're dependable. Now, the second takeaway is about mindful decision making.
So instead of impulsively saying yes to every request for opportunity,
right,
we should take a step back and think, can I realistically fulfill this commitment?
Uh-huh.
Do I have the time, resources, and energy?
Precisely. It's about being thoughtful and intentional with our promises, considering the potential impact before we make them. Now, the third takeaway gets a little more nuanced.
Ah.
It's about family and community support. Remember how in Numbers, a woman's vows could be confirmed or nullified by her father or husband?
Yeah, I remember.
It seemed a little outdated, to be honest.
It does reflect a different time in social structure.
Yeah.
But the underlying principle is interesting. It suggests that important decisions shouldn't be made in isolation.
Okay.
Seeking counsel from trusted family members, friends, or mentors can provide valuable perspectives and support.
Interesting.
Think of it as a sounding board to make sure you're making promises you can keep. It's like having a team of advisors, to help you weigh the pros and cons and make sure you're not biting off more than you can chew.
Right.
Now, the next takeaway focuses on finding a balance between autonomy and oversight.
Okay.
While individual freedom and decision-making are highly valued today, you know? The idea of accountability to a wider group, whether it's your family, your team, or community, is still relevant.
So it's like, yes, we should be free to make our own choices, but we also need to consider how those choices might affect the people around us.
Exactly.
We're not living in a vacuum.
Exactly. And this leads us to the fifth and final takeaway, integrity and thoughtfulness in our speech.
Okay.
The emphasis on fulfilling vows and numbers highlights the importance of being careful about the promises we make. It's about recognizing that our words have power and that we should use them responsibly.
So no more making promises we don't intend to keep.
Right.
Or saying things just to please people in the moment without thinking about the consequences.
Precisely. It's about aligning our words with our actions and being known for our trustworthiness. This makes me think of the quote by Søren Kierkegaard, who said, "People demand freedom of speech as a compensation for the freedom of thought, which they seldom use."
So he's saying, we might be quick to make promises, but not as quick to think them through.
Right. And I think that's why reflecting on these ancient ideas about vows and commitments is so valuable.
Yeah.
It forces us to examine our own values and ask ourselves, what kind of person do I want to be? Am I someone who honors my word, who thinks carefully before making promises, and who strives to live a life of integrity?
It's like holding up a mirror to ourselves and asking, do my actions match my words? Do I live up to the commitments I make even when it's difficult?
Yeah.
It's easy to make promises when everything is going well.
Yeah.
But it's when things get tough that our true character is revealed.
Absolutely. It's in those challenging moments that we have the opportunity to demonstrate our commitment to integrity and show that our word truly means something.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've gone from ancient laws about vows to modern applications about honoring commitments, making mindful decisions, seeking support, balancing autonomy with oversight, and speaking with integrity.
Wow.
It's amazing how these timeless principles can still be so relevant to our lives today.
It really goes to show that human nature hasn't changed all that much, you know, even across millennia.
Yeah.
We still grapple with the same fundamental questions about trust, responsibility, and the importance of keeping our word.
Right.
And while the specific societal structures may have evolved, the core values underlying these principles remain incredibly powerful and instructive.
I'm already starting to think differently about the promises I make, both big and small.
Yeah.
It's made me realize that every commitment, even something as simple as saying, I'll call you back later, carries a certain weight.
Uh-huh.
It's about building a reputation of trustworthiness and showing the people in my life that they can rely on me.
That's a fantastic takeaway. And it highlights how these ancient wisdoms can have a very real and practical impact on our daily interactions and relationships.
Right.
By being more conscious of our commitments and striving to live with integrity, we create a ripple effect that extends outward, influencing not only our own lives, but also the lives of those around us.
I love that. A ripple effect of integrity.
Yeah.
That's a great image to keep in mind.
Absolutely. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's one final thought-provoking question you'd like to leave our listeners with?
If the way we make and keep promises reflects our values, what do your commitments say about you?
Ooh, that's a good one. It's like a challenge to take stock of our own lives and see if our actions are aligned with the values we claim to hold. It's so easy to get caught up in the busyness of life and just go through the motions.
Yeah.
But this question forces us to pause and really think about the impact of our choices.
Exactly. It's an invitation to become more intentional about the commitments we make and to ensure that they reflect the kind of person we aspire to be.
Well, on that note, I think it's time for us to wrap up this deep dive into the surprisingly relevant world of vows.
It's been a fascinating exploration of how ancient wisdom can offer valuable insights for navigating our modern lives.
I don't know about you, but I'm feeling inspired to be more mindful of the promises I make and to strive to live a life of integrity, knowing that my words and actions have a ripple effect on the world around me.
I couldn't agree more. It's a reminder that even seemingly small acts of keeping our word can contribute to building a more trustworthy and supportive society.
So to our listeners out there, we encourage you to reflect on the commitments you've made and to consider how you can embody the values of integrity and accountability in your daily life. Remember, your word is your bond, and by honoring your promises, you not only build trust, but also cultivate a deeper sense of self-respect and purpose.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
See, on the next deep dive.
It really is a powerful call to action, you know?
Yeah, it really is.
To really step back and examine our commitments and make sure you know that they're aligned with who we want to be in the world.
It's about living with intention and recognizing that even the smallest promises can have a ripple effect.
Right. And those ripples, they can create waves of trust and positive change.
Yeah.
Both in our own lives and in the lives of those around us.
It's been an eye-opening deep dive for sure. Who knew ancient rules about vows could have so much to teach us about modern life?
It's a testament to the enduring power of these principles.
Yeah.
Reminding us that integrity, trustworthiness, and honoring our word are just as important today as they were thousands of years ago.
So to our listeners out there, we challenge you to think about the promises you make. Are you being mindful? Are you honoring your commitments? And most importantly, what do your vows say about you?
That's a great question to ponder.
It is.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep.
See you on the next deep dive.